Time now for the weekly Navy Sports Magazine Show, presented by Navy Federal Credit Union, featuring coaches and administrators of your Navy athletic programs. This show is brought to you by USAA, proud to support the Navy football team, by Northrop Grumman, the value of performance, and by CarQuest. With well over a 500,000 items available, CarQuest is serious auto parts.
Hello, everybody. I'm Pete Medhurst, and welcome to another edition of the Navy Sports Magazine. Coming up, we'll talk with Head Coach Kenny Amanalolo, the coordinators Ivan Jasper and Dale Pearson. We'll get their thoughts on this Navy football season, which is basically at the halfway point with a bye week coming up this week, before turning their full attention now to winning the American Athletic Conference. Mids are off to a 2-0 start in conference play. Back to conference action, homecoming on October 24th, when they welcome in the Tulane Green Wave. Also, despite football having a bye week this week, there's a whole lot of action going on around the yard. We'll bring you up to date with what's happening in all of the great sports on the Naval Academy grounds. And, of course, as always, for updates on all 33 varsity sports, you can get it at one click of your mouse at www.navysports.com. We'll give you a preview of water polo coming up this weekend, which you can catch on the Patriot League Network this weekend, as well as Navy volleyball back in action starting Friday night at 7 o'clock against Loyola of Maryland. We'll have all that action for you on the Patriot League Network as well. But when we return, we'll take the temperature of this Navy football season at 4-1 with Head Coach Ken Niumatalolo. This is the Navy Sports Magazine, brought to you by the Navy Federal Credit Union on the Navy Radio Network.
Navy football fans are the best fans around. So while you're cheering on your Navy team or celebrating a Navy victory with your friends, show everyone you're a good sport. Be responsible, be considerate of your fellow fans, and always designate a driver. It's part of every winning game plan. A message from Navy football and your friends at Anheuser-Busch, who remind you, responsibility matters.
Navy Federal Credit Union wants to help you drive away with a monthly car payment you can afford. You see, we're a credit union, so we pass the savings on to our members in the form of low rates. We also provide up to 100% financing, pre-approval checks to bring to your seller, plus 24/7 account access and live phone support. So, if you're thinking about an auto loan, let Navy Federal put you in the driver's seat with a great rate and more. Visit NavyFederal.org for details. Open to everyone in the armed forces, the DOD, and their families. Navy Federal Credit Union, federally insured by NCUA.
The Naval Academy Athletic Association expects to win at everything they do. Join the Blue and Gold today, and your contribution will help enable our midshipmen to pursue the highest goals possible as members of our varsity or junior varsity teams. For more information, call 1-800-US-4-NAVY or log on to NavySports.com.
At Annapolis Bus Company and Town Transport, they can make your transportation as easy as possible. From corporate events, weddings, and Navy reunions to just a night out on the town. Call them at 410-266-3392 to reserve your vehicle. Annapolis Bus and Town Transport, what premium service is about.
Thanks to Mountain Dew Kickstart, three bros are about to become more than just a bunch of couch bro-tatoes. The energizing blast of Dew and Juice is entering their mouths. Soon they'll be sliding across the dance floor as if it was strewn with appeals of bro-nanas. Then this trio of bromios will recite sweet broetry into the ears of any dame that will listen. These guys are bro-fessionals.
Let's do this.
We're coming, world.
It all starts with a kick. Mountain Dew Kickstart. With Dew, Juice, and just the right amount of kick. Now available in six flavors that taste good.
Welcome back to the Navy Sports Magazine on the Navy Radio Network. Mids getting set for the Tulane Green Wave in 2 weeks with Head Coach Ken Niumatalolo. And you had a bye week after week one. That's just kind of an extra week of practice at that time. This bye week would seem much better timed for you. Some brutal physical football games, three straight here. The value of this bye week to your club as you try to regenerate here in midseason.
I think it comes at a good time for us, Pete. Like you said, you know, with UConn, Air Force, and Notre Dame, three very physical games. Losing to Notre Dame took some stuff out of us. Hopefully we can recover physically, mentally, and get ready for the long stretch in our conference play. It's going to be a tough stretch.
It's kind of unique because this is the first time you all have ever been in a conference, and now the attention turns to conference play when you get back to action with Tulane. How, I don't want to say awkward, but how unique is that to finally have something like that for your program and another goal to work for?
I think it's pretty cool. It's cool from the standpoint of every game, every week means something. You know, not that it didn't before, but, you know, every game has an implication on our conference standing. And so, you know, our motto of 1-0 will continue to, you know, follow that mantra. But, you know, as you continue to go on, every game gets magnified if you win. And so our goal is to try to get as rested as much as we can this week and, you know, try to be as prepared and as best we can be ready for Tulane.
For not only players, we know that because they're the ones that play the games, but for you all as coaches too, the value in having a couple of days like you've had the last couple of days where maybe guys can go home a little earlier and just kind of get away from the facility a little bit and allow yourselves to recharge.
Well, I think it's vital because we're human. You know, when you get in the grind of the season and the grind of back-to-back-to-back, you know, the early mornings, you come and you kind of get on autopilot, so to speak. You just on and go. You know, this is good for us to kind of rejuvenate ourselves, make sure we stay fresh mentally, and, you know, get ready for this, you know, tough stretch.
You all have played an enormous amount of people, some out of necessity because of injury, but some because kids have just made you put them in the game, which is a good problem to have. Is this one of the deepest teams you can remember, especially through five games, where you've utilized an awful lot of folks?
I said this going into the season, I thought this was a good football team as we had in a while. Obviously, you know, we're only not even at the halfway point, but I like what I see so far. I like the production we've gotten out of, you know, multiple players, and we're going to need all of them going, you know, through these last games. There are going to be some really potent offenses that run a lot of plays. We're going to have to be deep on offense, deep on defense. You know, when you're deep on defense, then maybe some guys that were on special teams now just play that. So on defense, so you're going to have to get guys on special teams. So hopefully that depth helps us in the second half of the season.
You all have always had a very unique practice situation, but again, the value of that comes up on Saturday where, you know, Otago, Quentin get their opportunities, and those groups get back-to-back touchdown drives for you. Just why? Just remind folks, why do you all do that? Because obviously those reps pay off in situations like that, because there's always seemingly never any drop-off when a new quarterback comes in, and in this case, as we've well documented this year, especially when a new B-back comes in this year as well.
Well, you know, our roster is probably bigger than most people. And, you know, on offense, we got two huddles going all the time. So, you know, Keenan gets his reps, and the ones get the reps, but so do the twos. And it allows, you know, a lot of guys to continue to develop, you know, that, you know, your twos and threes aren't standing on the sideline watching. They're getting reps and getting better as your ones continue to get better. Defensively, I know it helps us just from the standpoint of we have, you know, multiple huddles of offenses going against our defense. So we get to practice against up-tempo paces to make sure we're ready for the up-tempo teams. And so, you know, this our roster size allows us to do some things to develop people, and we're going to need all of those advantages, you know, going into our game against Tulane and the rest of the year.
How wary do you get during a bye week like this that guys may lose their edge a little bit? Is that a concern at all?
You know, before I used to be concerned, you know, because I'm an O-line guy. You know, I want to hit. Right. You know, I want to get in pads every day. You know, let's go 5 days straight in pads. But as I've gotten older, I've gotten wiser to realize these guys are human and you break down. And, you know, we're banged up from those physical games. So more than anything, it's like, you know, let's recover a little bit. Let's get some rest. Let's prepare for Tulane. And just have a balance of physically recovering as we get ready for our next opponent.
I know off the field, as a parent, you had one of those proud moments this week. For you, who believes in family so much, how nice was that to at least be able to get away for a night and enjoy a big moment for your family as your son and his team won a big football game here locally?
It was a great blessing to be able to go watch, you know, the Broadneck game versus the Rundle. I mean, I've been a part of this community for so long, so it's cool to be able to go to a football game, especially when your son's playing, to be able to go to the snack bar, you know, to order food. It was cool. It was a great experience just to go as a dad and enjoy the game, and I really enjoyed it.
Appreciate the time. We'll talk to you next week about the Green Wave.
Thanks, Pete.
Navy head coach Ken Niumatalolo, certainly devout family man, and I know at least for a couple of hours on Monday night, good to get away and be able to go out and watch his son, Ali. He's a fantastic football player at Broadneck High School. When we come back, we will talk offense. Ivan Jasper's unit. We'll get a midseason recap on where they are, Keenan Reynolds' health, and a whole lot more. We return on the Navy Sports Magazine, brought to you by the Navy Federal Credit Union on the Navy Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Navy Sports Magazine on the Navy Radio Network. Mids with a week off before getting ready for the homecoming game against Tulane, joined now by offensive coordinator Ivan Jasper. Just in general, through five games, where do you see the offense right now overall? Your thoughts, as you all said, at 4-1?
I'm pleased. You know, this past game was definitely tough for us. Turning the football, which is what we've been priding ourselves on for the past three games, you know, in the habit. Where his ugly head was bad timing, you know. So, but you know, it happens. You know, our kids are definitely they're heartbroken, they're down, you know. But we have a lot more football to be played, you know. So I'm still excited about this season. I mean, we have a lot more football to play. Just got to keep plugging away, and again, take care of the football. We have a better chance, you know. You don't take care of football, you're gonna ruin your chances, and we just got to continue to coach that and continue to play hard.
We continue to see the value of the dual huddles that you all run, because Tago comes right in, you all get two touchdown drives, you get Quentin obviously downhill going. What were the in your mind, as you go back and look at the film, those two drives, why were they so successful?
They were huge drives, you know, for one. We just kind of got, well, don't want to say our game plan was any different, you know, but the good thing about it to see was we ran our base plays. You know, we kind of went into the game thinking that we'd have to, you know, maybe do a little bit more smoke and mirrors with these guys and try to find ways to move the ball, be more creative. But when it came down to it, my man, it was just our base plays, you know. So that makes you feel good as a coach, as a staff, you know, going out there doing your base stuff and against a quote-unquote elite team.
Sure.
You know, but again, I mean, it just goes back to us understanding that, you know, we're going to do what we do. We're going to believe in it and go out there and play, you know. But again, to see our kids go out there with our, you know, backup quarterback and our backup fullback and look like the starters, I mean, that's what we work on. We try to do everything. We try to emulate that in practice, and it worked out for us this past Saturday.
When you all have a bye situation like this at this point in the season, as opposed to, obviously, week two after the opener, A, it allows you to get guys healthy, but can you take some time now during this week for individual guys all along that offense to work on some things individually that will allow them to get better within what you're doing, obviously, when you get back on the field next week for Tulane?
Exactly. You know, we're going to do some guys up front. We have to get more reps, you know, our guards. You know, EK is playing way too much. I mean, he's already beat up. You know, and Tamburillo, you know, is kind of being inconsistent. You know, so it gives us a chance to get, you know, Adam West, who started the game for us this year, you know, Evan Martin, guys who've been practicing well up until this point. Just got to have confidence in those guys. But this week it'll be a chance to let those other guys rest, you know, the starters rest and get the backup guys in there and let them guys get all the reps in practice. You know, Tago gets a lot of reps this week. Keenan will kind of take a back seat this week, and the Tago and Will get reps. You know, so it's a very valuable week to get guys healthy, but also get the young guys even more reps so they'll be more ready to play next week.
How much does it help a team when they see a guy? Keenan was clearly hurt. Mm-hmm. He was not injured per se, but he was definitely hurting.
Exactly.
Because if you're injured, you can't play.
Exactly.
But he was definitely hurting. When they see that guy willing to come back out there, go back out and play, you know, his leadership skills have never been questioned, but how much more does that help when the players see that on field from their leader in a situation like that?
Well, it pays dividends for those guys. You know, you know, Keenan is a quiet leader. You know, he doesn't say much. We call him the Godfather. He kind of leads us by his expressions. And he'll kind of say something real quiet up under his voice, you know, to a guy if he does something wrong or something like that, you know. But he just again, goes out there and just does what he does. I told him this past weekend that I appreciated his effort. Loved him for it, you know, not just because he's a great kid, but to go out there, you know, and again, against a really good football team, against guys who are twice his size, and he's limping out there half a leg and still trying to play on and still trying to find a way to move the football, you know, it just makes you feel good as a coach, you know, as a parent, you know.
Sure.
And, because, again, I mean, he's a great role model, you know, but at the same time, we had to be smart and get him out of there, you know, but again, the kid's a great leader, you know. Again, doesn't do much by rah-rah. He just does by what he does on the football field for us, playing hurt and just going back out there and just continuing to fight, trying to find a way to help his team compete and get a win.
All right, we'll talk to you about the Green Wave next week. Appreciate the time.
Awesome, man, always.
At some point, somebody's going to get serious about winning football games and hire that guy as a head coach. And if Navy is lucky that he becomes the next head coach when Ken Niumatalolo decides to hang it up, well, then even better for the Mids. He is an offensive genius with what he is doing with Navy's triple option offense right now. Mids and Tulane, homecoming weekend, October 24th. Mids getting a well-deserved week off this week. When we come back, we'll talk defense with defensive coordinator Dale Pearson. This is the Navy Sports Magazine, brought to you by the Navy Federal Credit Union on the Navy Radio Network.
A promise to serve. That's what military life is all about. And at USAA, that's what insurance is all about.
It was pouring down rain. We were going down this local road, and the water just started to rise. And then I feel the car kind of lift up. Never think I'm going to be the guy that gets caught in a flood where I have to escape from my car.
Whether it's auto or property insurance, USAA is ready to serve.
The car was quickly declared a total loss. We got back to good really quickly, thanks to USAA.
Those who pledge to protect our way of life deserve the same level of responsiveness. Join the 92% of members who plan to stay for life. Get an insurance quote at usaa.com/insurance.
My name is Chris Grimiccioni. I was active duty for 5 years. I'll be a USAA member for life.
92% based on 2014 member survey. Member was paid for their participation. Membership eligibility and product restrictions apply and are subject to change. United Services Automobile Association and its affiliates, San Antonio, Texas.
Buffalo Wild Wings Best Seat in the House promotion is back. Every Monday night, starting Monday, September 14th, bring your friends and family and enter to be a Best Seat in the House winner. Great food, great specials, and awesome prizes each week. Each weekly winner is put into a drawing to win one of three grand prizes during the finale on December 14th. No purchase necessary, must be 21 years or older, one entry per person per week only, and present to win. Buffalo Wild Wings in Annapolis, Arundel Mills, Bowie, Columbia, and Laurel. You have to be here.
If your significant other asks you to slip into something more comfortable and you put on coveralls, then CarQuest Auto Parts is for you. If you prefer musty garage to new car smell, then CarQuest Auto Parts is for you. If you never have to remind yourself that it's righty-tighty, lefty-loosey, then CarQuest is for you. CarQuest is for those who really know and care about their car. With well over a 500,000 available parts, CarQuest is serious auto parts. Visit CarQuest.com.
Welcome back to the Navy Sports Magazine on the Navy Radio Network. Mids getting a week off before the homecoming game with Tulane with defensive coordinator Dale Pearson. And just an overall now through five games, things that have maybe been a pleasant surprise for you through these first five games as you evaluate the play of your unit.
I think some of the younger players coming along have done a really nice job of maturing and playing. The old guys that have been playing, the Anthonys, Bernie Serra, Tez, Brendan Clements, I think are really doing some nice things. I think we just need to continue to mature and improve and, try to keep playing as many people as we can to get that.
You got some big games down the road here now as you concentrate on conference play. How much, even though the end result's certainly not what you wanted, but how much does playing a team of Notre Dame's caliber help you going forward now, especially with the week off to kind of digest what occurred Saturday and obviously to regather and get ready for Tulane?
Yeah, obviously the outcome wasn't what we wanted, but we learned a lot of things from it. A lot of things that hadn't shown up that maybe we weren't doing as well, we thought we were doing well. Some mistakes that we probably have been making that just didn't show up. Notre Dame's the kind of team, if you make a mistake, they're going to capitalize on it. And I think those are the things we can learn from it. Some of the stuff that wasn't showing up did in that game. So we need to go back and repair that stuff and clean up those kinds of problems, which should help us the rest of the way.
Obviously, back-to-back physical football games, the way you all have played, I know that early bye probably doesn't come at a good time. How does this bye fit in, especially after having played two back-to-back real physical football games the way you have?
Yeah, really, even UConn. UConn, Air Force, and Notre Dame were very physical games. Guys were banged up and bruised up. Luckily, we got at them without too many injuries that are long-lasting. But this rest is super important because the rest of the way you got about 8 or 9 weeks where you're not going to get any rest.
How much do you take this week to just get better individually before you all start ramping up for Tulane?
again, Coach Niemot's whole idea of this week is get healthy. So we'll practice. There'll be very short practices. A lot of it will be to clean up mistakes, because a lot of what Notre Dame did is what we're going to see in the next, sure, the next 8 weeks, except for Army. So we'll take that time to kind of clean that up. Start introducing Tulane this afternoon, and kind of go from there.
For coaches, we talk about the players needing the break. Is it beneficial to the coaches to get a couple of days to maybe kind of, you know, downsize a little bit in terms of the responsibility and kind of regenerate yourselves?
Yeah, I wish I could say it gave you time to get a haircut, but
I can relate to you in that fashion.
Yeah, I think it's important for the coaches to kind of be able to take a breath. And again, for us, it's a time we can go back and reevaluate some things that we're doing as coaches, you know, things that we're coaching, things that we're asking the players to do. So it's an important time for us also.
Did you think you'd have this many guys contributing the way you have so far this early in the year?
Probably not, but that's probably one of the pleasant surprises. You know, we've got still some guys that we can use, and we will have to in these upcoming games. Some of the secondary guys, Merchant, Sean Williams. Luckily, Daquan had a little bit of playing time, so he could step in there when Quazel was hurt. So, you know, we just need to keep grooming some depth. I mean, in the next 8 weeks, we're going to need a lot of depth.
All right, appreciate the time. We'll talk about the Green Wave next week.
All right, thank you.
A lot of spread offenses coming up. Need for pressure on the quarterback, and going to be a lot of guys out there on that field. They've gotten some great experience here over the first five games. That Navy defensive unit certainly has been a very, very pleasant surprise early in the season. When we come back, take a look at what's happening around the yard and a look ahead to what is a busy weekend on Patriot League TV. We'll do that in a moment. This is the Navy Sports Magazine, brought to you by the Navy Federal Credit Union on the Navy Radio Network. Welcome back to the Navy Sports Magazine on the Navy Radio Network. I'm Pete Medhurst. Fans, don't forget the Mids will take on Army on December the 12th in Philadelphia, brought to you by USAA. If the Mids win that game, they will win the Commander-in-Chief's Trophy. Army getting hammered by Duke last week by a score of 44-3. Now they face Bucknell coming up. They'll jump back into the Patriot League. Second Patriot League team that they have played so far this year. They currently sit the record of 1-5. Air Force announcing this week they'll play New Mexico next year down at the Cotton Bowl. Mids, of course, beating Air Force earlier this year by a score of 33-11. They are in charge right now of the race for the Commander-in-Chief's Trophy. Meanwhile, volleyball back in action Friday, 7 o'clock at the Wesley Brown Fieldhouse. Meet the Mids night. Make sure to stick around after the match, and you can get a post-game autograph from the players. 2015 posters will be available for fans to get those signed. It's also Billy the Kid Club night. All members of the Billy the Kid Club invited to come out and enjoy a special roped-off VIP area and post-game autograph session. For those that attended summer camp, it's also a great chance to have a summer camp reunion, as volleyball camp participants are invited to come out and enjoy a night with the Mids. Make sure you wear your camp T-shirt and enjoy the reunion. Mids will be back in action Saturday at 4 against Lafayette as well. Dollar hot dogs. Hot dogs will be just $1 during the game. Admission, as always, at Wesley Brown is free. Men's golf on Friday and Saturday at 9 a.m. at the Naval Academy Golf Course. Admission is free for that. Rifle team takes on North Carolina State 9 a.m. on Saturday at the Bancroft Hall. Range admission is free. Women's soccer, 1 p.m. Saturday as the Mids take on Colgate. Family day out for $30. You can purchase 4 tickets, 4 hot dogs, and 4 Pepsi products. Also, the post-game shooting line. Fans can make their way to the field after the game to take part in the shooting drills on the Navy soccer goals. Regular priced admission, $10 for adults, $5 for youth 18 years old and under, and can be purchased by calling 1-800-US-4-NAVY or online at NavySports.com. Men's water polo versus Bucknell at noon on Saturday. I'll have the call for that on the Patriot League TV network. Johns Hopkins at 7. Joe Miller will have the call there. And then Sunday versus George Washington at 11 a.m. All of the action is held in the Scott Natatorium in McDonough Hall. Admission is free. Intercollegiate sailing, the Truxton-Umsted Regatta all day, Saturday and Sunday. You can watch it at the Robert Crown Sailing Center. Same spot for offshore sailing in the AYC Fall Series number 3. And again, the best point to watch is from the Robert Crown Sailing Center. Told you there was a lot going on, and you've got plenty of opportunities. For more information, go to NavySports.com. That'll do it for this week's edition of the Navy Sports Magazine. As always, we appreciate you listening. We'll do it again next week. It's the Navy Sports Magazine, brought to you by the Navy Federal Credit Union, right here on the Navy Radio Network.
This has been the weekly Navy Sports Magazine show, presented by Navy Federal Credit Union, featuring coaches and administrators of your Navy athletic programs. This show has been brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union, open to the Armed Forces, DOD, and their families. Join Navy Federal Credit Union today. Federally insured by NCUA. By Boeing, proud to support the Navy football team. Go Navy! And by Constellation, America's energy choice.